think we covered last time. That is qualifications of an ideal disciple. Sometime back you must have remembered we covered qualification of the spiritual master. So now comes also that a disciple should also have some qualities. Just like we are looking for qualities in a spiritual master, similarly, the spiritual master looks for some qualities in his student or disciple. And then he decides to impart that knowledge to that candidate if that candidate is deserving. Last time we covered this topic. There are certain questions in part A and part C we will cover. As usual, we cover part A and part C. We have gone through the questions. We have gone through. Right, huh? Okay. So then we can have the discussion. No? Like the first one. What do we learn from Arjuna's confusion and suffering in our lives? What do we learn from Arjuna's confusion and suffering in our life? We have to relate it to our life.
We are studying in IIT Delhi. It's the most prestigious college in India. And most of us will get a good job. So we can think that we are materially opulent person. We have many things, means material things are available easily. But the main thing is that many times we will feel ourselves in dilemma that what should we follow and in what direction we have to go. And so many times we feel that many diseases and many dilemmas are there, so there we have some confusion about what path we have to follow and what is right. There we can disturb.
Okay. Yes. Like that.
Like Arjuna's situation, that he was better too. So nowadays everyone has to face many things. So he knows things, he knows the duties, but he is not able to follow. He argues himself, but he not get the answers, right answers. He will do his best, but that is not right thing he will do in life. So in such a situation, there is a need of a guru. And also in the material world and in the spiritual world, or the spiritual thing. So in this way we can relate that there is need of the guru. Who can guide us
according to the need? In present situation, we can see that by science we are progressing in one direction. We are progressing, we have many other things just to enjoy the material world. But at the same time, we are facing many problems also. So these are the things that suffering and confusions, that how we will get how we will get happiness, and that we are hankering for that, but we are not finding in this material world.
Okay. So basically, if you look at the character of Arjuna, you can say that he was one of the person who was so intelligent. Krishna is calling him as Arya. Arya means the most intelligent class of people. So, he was filled with skills as well as talents. He was a highly intelligent person, perfectly knew religious principles. But still we could see that there are some situations in life where even if one is highly talented, highly skilled, highly intelligent, even knowing what is right and what is wrong in terms of religious principles, still one can get confused. He can become indecisive in life, what to do, what not to do at this point of time. You lack his confidence. And all these things are visible in Arjuna, Arjuna's personality. He gave arguments based on his knowledge that showed that if you read the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it will show that how Arjuna minutely knew all the concepts of religious principles, and he was very intelligently arguing and putting forward those points. Very intelligent points. But the context or the situation in he was, he himself saw after putting forward those arguments that he is unable to come out of that situation. Although he was highly intelligent and he was putting forward different kinds of arguments which may appear to be very, very wonderful, but that wonderful argument was unable to bring him out of the situation he was caught in. He was confused, he was indecisive, he was lacking confidence. So as you said, even if we may be possessing the best of the best intelligence, and thus because of that we can get the best of the best education, and out of the education we can get best of the best post or money or facilities, and or we can create wonderful things which are material, like the advancement in science and technology that is going on. Behind them are the best of the best people, the best of the best brains. But the problem is that in their personal life they come across certain situations in life where they are confused, broken hearted, have lack of confidence, indecisive, don't know where to go, what to do. And that is happening with everyone's life. So that's what makes very clear that, that this world is actually a world of suffering. And by our material intelligence, we cannot overcome this suffering. It's impossible. So Arjuna first tried his material understanding, his material intelligence, and he failed. And that's how the people are failing also. And the doctors don't have any answer to stop birth, death, old age and disease, which is anyway going to come. And there are mental tensions, hardly difficult for the psychiatric people to actually solve the case. While solving the case, they themselves become diseased. And they have to search for some another psychiatric. Time to time they go for the consulting. So that they remain in order, so that they can take care of others. It's difficult, material things. And we need to go to the root, why this problem is there. Because we being a spirit soul are trying to solve our problems from a material point of view, which is impossible. Spirit means there has to be spiritual solution. So till material things are there, we adjust, we try to find out some solution. Alright, some temporary solutions we can give. But the soul is still starving. Therefore at some point of time, it gets confused. Like in case of Arjun, his emotions to his relatives. Emotions are the symptoms of the soul, not of the dead matter. Right? But since he didn't know how to properly direct this emotion, so he was caught. And once he was caught, he was applying all material solutions. They are not working out, because emotions have to deal with the soul. So he needs spiritual solution. So because we are spirit souls, so we will be caught by varieties of things that the spirit is emanating. And one of the major things are the feelings. Feelings of love. Feelings to give love, feelings to be loved, or in terms of the emotions. And majority of the people are frustrated because of this reason. That they are not getting enough love. Or they are not able to love anyone properly. And then when they try it on a material sphere. And thus they get a lot of frustration also. In so many ways. So this is one of the ways. That is the emotion, most powerful way, which caught Arjuna. So therefore we need someone who is higher than our material intelligence. Best of the best material intelligence you put, still it will not work. And then the solution is that we need someone who is even higher than the best of the best material intelligence available. And that is only the Lord who has the spiritual intelligence. And thus, when Arjuna was guided by him, we could see that how, you know, he was calmed down. He was able to direct his emotions in a proper way, with proper understanding. At the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was very clear. He said, Nashta moho smriti labdha tvat prasadat maya asuta. That by your mercy, Krishna, now my illusion is gone. Nashta moho. I have regained my memory. Smriti labdha. My memory was lost because of my improper attachment or improper direction of my emotions. So I was lost. I was confused. I was indecisive. I was lacking confidence. But now by your mercy, as you gave me this higher knowledge, the supreme knowledge, which is not of this world, therefore now I have regained my consciousness. Why? Because that actually soothes the soul. Because soul is looking for something spiritual. When we don't give it something spiritual, it will not stop looking for. It will look for something else. Because soul is very active. If you don't strike spiritual relation, you will keep on striking different kinds of material relations. One after another. And one will be getting frustrated also. Like that. So in his case, this is the situation. That no amount of material intelligence can help solve our problems. Because what we learn is that although Arjuna was greatly qualified from the point of view of skills and talents, but just before the war, right in the midst of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he became broken-hearted, indecisive, lacking confidence, owing to confusion of religious principles. Therefore it is said that though living in the states like America and Japan, people who are having immense facilities of enjoying material life, you know, which is full of wealth and economically developed, people are still suffering from problems of material existence. That is the problem. Okay? I think it's clear, huh?
Prabhuji, many persons who are in a good post, but because of their friends and because of their relatives, they do some mistakes against the harm our country also. They provide some facilities to their relatives because they are so
attached.
So they harm our country also, they harm themselves also.
They are ready to sell the secrets to other countries so they can get more money. That is greed.
But sometimes it seems that we are bound to do, but how we can overcome?
We can overcome by just understanding. We can overcome if you have a proper spiritual understanding. We can overcome the lower forces by higher forces.
But sometimes we are bound, no? Suppose we came to those who are, then we may lose our relatives or some our nearest dear friend. I'm not talking of that the harm to country, but sometimes we see that we have to do those wrong things. We are bounded. That if we don't do that, we can lose our relatives. So in those conditions, what we do?
We need to consult. Let's not do anything blindly, immediately. Thinking that maybe that is the only way out. Many times we think like that. But if we are determined, you know, Krishna can show us different ways also. How to. Like Arjuna was thinking this is the only way. You know, I will take sannyas, mere ko yudh nahi ladna hai, main ja raha hu Krishna, okay, bye bye tata. Krishna, he thought I am bound. I will not kill. I am putting my guard in. I don't want kingdom. I am sitting here, let Duryodhan come and kill me. I don't want anything. So he was thinking like that, as if he is caught in that net. But then, when he was helped, there are so many other ways to deal with the situation. So basically it requires more understanding of the spiritual subject matter. And second thing is that our faith in the Lord. That ultimately He is the protector. And every way and means to exist is coming through Him only. He is ultimately giving the intelligence. Is it not? We are not creating intelligence. We are given an intelligence and we are using it. So who has given it? Sheep only. You will also give different ways, provided we are able to have faith. That is very important. If we are not having faith, then whatever ways we are thinking, we will finally tend to follow that. So let's first take this step, you know, and then you can see by taking this step, so many difficult problems could also be solved. Just like in case of our Pandavas, they were attempted, murdered so many times. Is it not? But all the time Krishna used to find some way for them, and they used to be saved. So like that. Even if there are certain situations where you may think that certain things need to be done which is not, should be done.
Yeah.
They are also...
We realize that we should do these things.
So,
but then also we are bound to do.
So far as our realization is concerned, we should first check, and then we should also check, are we really bound or not? Are we just thinking we are bound? Still there could be some other ways. So consultation, guidance will always help. That's what ultimately it's tending to, you know. When Arjuna was confused, he didn't remain caught. He surrendered immediately to Krishna, and Krishna gave him alternative ways of dealing the same matter. He gave him understanding. Exactly.
And probably intelligence is also dealing with these things, or what we have to choose and what we don't have to choose, what we have to leave.
Yeah. Intelligence basically deals with making decisions, how to make proper decisions.
See that whenever any friend will come and ask us to go outside for a movie, and at the same time we have examinations, so we can discriminate that we have to stay in office. So
make decisions based on discrimination. That is the power or the function of the intelligence. And intelligence works based on knowledge. It doesn't work of its own. You have the knowledge, then no, if I go to movie, I waste my time, I'll fail in exam. So my knowledge tells that I should better study so that I can pass my exam, because ultimately I've come to this engineering college to succeed. So therefore you say, no, therefore I prioritize my studies, not movies. So where this decision is coming? It's coming based on certain knowledge. So therefore Krishna says that increase that spiritual knowledge base, Arjuna. O Arjuna, increase your spiritual knowledge base so that you will get spiritual strength to have proper decisions in life. That's the idea. Otherwise we will go ahead with some kind of experiences we are having of our own, little bit. And tidbits, either through the signature, which paper padli hai, which novel padli, which ye padli hai, wo padli hai, kuch bhar gaya diwar mein, usi base mein apna jeevan chalta rahega. But all are material. Ultimately, we are defeated by the material problems. So therefore Krishna is saying, connect to spiritual knowledge, increase the spiritual knowledge base, through that, take that intelligence, use that intelligence. Then you can have a good decision in your life always, as an idea.
Many times we are sticking to our benefits and we forget other more benefits to the, which are to society and nation and to the whole world. Maybe we stick to our personal interests and we forget all these things.
Yeah, we have to be practical. It's not that on the day of examination when you are going for the exam, that day someone says, no, I have some social obligation, can you fulfill it? And you are giving up your exam and going for that. It doesn't sound practical, right? On examination day, you have to focus on your exam. Unless and until something so urgent happens. We don't give otherwise priority, is it not? So what does that mean? It doesn't mean that we are neglecting that part. But that time, what is important we are doing. So when that part is over, again we'll come back to those aspects. Are you getting? So here, that understanding we need to develop. That at what time, what is important to do? Arjuna was showing his compassion in the battlefield, which Krishna chastised him. He said, come on, I understand, you should be compassionate, not in the battlefield. In the battlefield, you have to take up the Gandhi's arrow and shoot, because this is dharma war. Otherwise, these people will go to hell because of their sins. So you have to purify them by hitting them with your dharma shastras. So what Arjuna was doing, when he was hitting their body, Tathaiva Chane Naraloka Veera Ya Ahave Krishna Mukhara Vesa. That is a very nice verse in Bhagavatam. तथैव चाने नरलोकवीर या आहवे कृष्ण मुखारविंदम् नित्रे पिबन्ति नैनाभिरामम् पार्थास्त पुत्र पार्थास्त पुत्र पदम आपुरस्य। सो पार्थ का अस्त्र, पार्थ मीन्स अर्जुन, पार्थास्त्र when Arjuna was shooting the arrows and it was hitting each of the soldiers, what was happening? Parthasra Puta, they were getting purified. And as they were getting purified, they were able to see Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead standing before them. And by seeing him, they were all dying. So they are all ascending to the spiritual world instead of going to hell. Yes.
जैसे अभी इस टाइम में कोई भी कुछ गलत करे, कोई मतलब बहुत ज्यादा करे, बहुत बड़ी कोई गलती करे, फिर तो उसको मारने चाहिए हम लोग को।
वी शुड नॉट टेक लॉज इन हैंड, वी शुड नॉट टेक लॉज इन हैंड, दैट्स व्हाई आई एम सेइंग वी आर नॉट लिविंग द वैदिक एज।
लेकिन फिर भी समय इससे पूरी तरह ठीक नहीं लगता। और अर्जुन वो चाहता था कि वो लड़ाई जा रहे, तो फिर क्या बनगा थी उसके बाद
क्या,
क्योंकि वो कंफ्यूज हो रहा था कि मैं मेरे रिलेटिव है, मेरे ग्रुप है, ये सब मैं इनको नहीं माना चाहता, इनको राज्य चाहिए जो करना है करना।
राइट,
तो सर वो भी तो एक तरह से ठीक ही है सर,
दैट वीक आर थिंकिंग नॉट अकॉर्डिंग टू कृष्णा, बिकॉज कृष्णा न्यू देयर हिस्ट्रीज।
हम लोगों के पास कभी कोई कृष्णा नहीं
है ना, यही तो हम डिस्कस कर रहे हैं। कृष्णा भगवद गीता इज देयर, देयर इज नो डिफरेंस बिटवीन कृष्णा एंड भगवद गीता, व्हाई क्रिएटेड दैट एनवायरमेंट, जस्ट दैट so that we can understand the principle.
So main thing is duty according to Bhagavad Gita.
We should first be knowledge of what to do, then that becomes our duty. And this duty, some are immediate duties, some are remote duties, like that. That's what he asked actually. So then we need to be in proper knowledge at what time what is important to do. So that comes by guidance, that comes by experience, that comes by maturity as we go ahead with this concept of the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita as presented by the Lord to Arjuna. Are you getting? Arjuna was a person of such a caliber that in just a few minutes, one and a half hour, Krishna spoke only shlokas. We are having EBG for days. So many courses we are having. Huh? But Krishna just spoke for one and a half hour and everything was clear to us. Arjuna understood, yeah, this is my duty, I'll fight. Okay, Krishna, I'll fight. So, the idea is that concept is already given, but it takes time for us. As per our level, as per our degrees of spiritual status that we're having. But everything is there. It requires guidance of devotees who are practicing it. And ourselves, as we put faith and start the process, it starts working with us, with a more understanding. So when we are when we are confronted with different kinds of situations or similar situations, we can very easily deal with that situation if we have already consulted those things before. So that's how we develop more experience and maturity and go ahead. So the idea is that how to be practical, and while being practical, how to follow the duty, that knowledge is given in the Bhagavad Gita also. ऐसी हमारी लाइफ टफ है। सबसे बड़ा टफ क्या है, वी डोंट नो व्हाट टू डू, वी हैव टू डील विद प्रैक्टिकल थिंग्स, वी हैव टू डील विद रिमोट थिंग्स, एवरीथिंग विदाउट नॉलेज। सो व्हाट वर्क वी आर डूइंग, इट इज डिलीवरिंग अस द ड्यूटी विद द नॉलेज, टेक द नॉलेज, डील एनीवे, यू हैव टू डील, डील विद द वर्ल्ड, सो डील विद नॉलेज, यू गेटिंग, यू हैव टू डील विद इट, दैट्स व्हाई यू आर, दैट्स व्हाट टू डू, इफ यू आर फोकसिंग ऑन वन एरिया, वी फील लाइक सम पार्ट इज नेग्लेक्टेड, but no, it's not neglected. Maybe at that time, that is not needed for us. So we just kept it in the car park. After this part is over, again I will take care of this part. Like that. So after the exam is over, okay, I'll go for other things, other activities. What then becomes important for us. So like that. But how to choose, how to decide, that knowledge is given here. At what time, what is necessary. Therefore, it is as relevant at that time as relevant today. It's not something old book. So that is the thing. So next question. what high qualifications are useless in solving the problems of life. Yeah. There are some specific qualifications that was given in this book. They are based on scriptures. You may have high qualifications, but they will not solve the problems of your life. So what are they? What are those high qualifications?
Full of wealth, economically developed. Full of wealth, economically developed.
Okay. Or
learned person.
Someone else? Right?
Materially higher intellectual person.
Academic knowledge. You read? Share something. What all you have said is right. Basically, according to the Shastra, there are four different kinds of material qualification by which one feels that he is protected. But actually, it doesn't solve the problem of life.
Legal strength.
Like that. So, it is taken as Janma Aicharya Sutta Shri. If he has got a good birth or high birth, you know, from the beginning, he is fabulously rich, you can say. He has access to everything. Take, for example, the son of a president or prime minister or a big man. So like that. That is Janma. Then Aishwarya. Aishwarya means lot of money, lot of wealth, as you said. You don't have to worry about anything. So he feels, oh, I am protected by material. Nothing can, even if I get diseased, I can go to the best of the best hospital and I can have the best of the best doctor attending me. So he thinks I'll be protected. Janma Aishwarya and Shruta and Shrivi. So beauty, bodily beauty or bodily strength, is there Bhagavan Deta. And so beautiful, perhaps so beautiful. I have so much of strength. And finally, knowledge. Education. Power of education. It is, since I am educated, I will protect myself. Like that. So आप ध्यान से देखोगे तो अधिकतर जो लोग हैं वो इसमें फंसे हुए हैं चार चीजों में. Some or other way they have some ghamand. It is a pride because of this fortune. Janma Aishwarya Shruta Shri. And thus these are the people who will neglect the spiritual instruction. Because they will not be able to give up their false ego. That no, these things are of no value actually, because they cannot solve any of the problem of mine, a real problem of my life. The birth, death, old age, disease. Greatest of the greatest conquerors of the world are already gone. They are no more existing. The biggest of the biggest kings, the richest are no more existing. They have been stolen. They are somewhere lying inside the earth. No one knows where it is. They have no bodily beauty, no education. They are not existing at all. So therefore, these are certain things by which we can understand that people become proud, and although they become proud of these things, but these things could not solve their problems of life. Academic knowledge, scholarship, high education, bodily beauty, high birth, abundant wealth, like that. But these are the four main categories according to the scriptures. Okay? Next is, what is the only way to purify our existence and return back to Godhead? Yes, very important. Only way. What is the only way to purify our existence and return back to Godhead?
To surrender to the spiritual.
Yeah. To surrender, and after surrender, what to do?
We
should be eager to be disciplined, eager to act under guidance of the Bonafide Spiritual Master. If we are doing that, then what will happen? We will be able to purify our existence. Once we are purified, we can go back home, back to Godhead. And what do you mean by here, purification? Purification means that now we have qualified ourselves to belong to the spiritual world. Right now we are in the material world because we have material desires to be in this world. So we are placed here. Huh? Now if you, it's like, you know, you have a desire to go to America, so you take the American ticket and you go to America. But then after some time, if you feel like, no, I should get back to India. So you have the Indian ticket. So once you have the Indian ticket and you have the full desire, yes, I'll get back to India. So then your road is clear. Is it not? You have the ticket, you have the desire. So you can go back easily. So similarly, to go back to the spiritual world, what is the ticket? And what is the desire? That we need to know. So that we get to know through the spiritual master. When we surrender to him, we get the ticket from him, and we get the right kind of desire also. So our material desires get purified. We develop spiritual desire. We develop the desire to go to the spiritual world. We develop an eagerness to go to our original home. Right now, it's a far off thing. When first we hear, that's a home? It's my home? Huh? It's just in theory. But as we practice, actually, we actually understand. It's my actual home. And I'm thinking, this is my home. That's what I have here. But actually, that is my home. I have to return there. But this will come when we get purified and while acting under the guidance. It will not come of its own. It will never come of its own. Therefore, it is said it's the only way. The only way is when you take shelter, when you act under guidance, Lord approved. So it's like that. Okay?
But sir, the gurus are not as perfect as Krishna.
Yeah. So but the message will be perfect. Just like a postman.
You will be successfully without it.
Yeah. But the essence is known. We need to purify our desire and we need to go back to the spiritual world if we know the conclusion, the essence. Because living entity cannot be equal to Krishna. So he may not be knowing all the details the way Krishna knows. But he knows how much is necessary to go. Utna paisa hai unke paas. Samajhna ki nahi? To usse aapka kaam ho jayega. Aur utne ko Krishna hi wo provide kar rahe hai. So Guru may be imperfect, but the message he is transmitting is perfect. Just like a postman. Postman may not be rich, but still he can deliver big amount of money because he is connected to the post office, and through post office the money is coming, so he is able to deliver it. Although personally he is a very poor man, he draws very less money. Sorry? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Lord himself. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna nahi anya. The Lord is directly the Lord himself, that is Krishna.
And
Nityananda Prabhu is Lord Balaram. Krishna and Balaram, they are Krishna and Balaram. So they are complete in themselves. But when you are talking of Guru, Guru is a living entity, but he is empowered by the Lord. Just like a normal man, he is employed by a post office and made a postman, so that he is an authorized man who can carry so much of money. They have so much of trust and he delivers all. Like that. So similarly the Guru can do that. Although by himself he may be imperfect. He may have some imperfection. So he doesn't use his knowledge therefore. Because he knows I am imperfect. So I have to simply depend upon Krishna. That's what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said we may be imperfect. We are imperfect, but we are delivering is perfect because that is coming from Krishna and Krishna is perfect. It's just like a small children. Huh? Any guru who follows Krishna's teachings?
Fully perfect.
Fully perfect means? Anyone who is following is perfect.
You are saying that the other gurus, they may not be perfect, but their
mistake is there. Like, gurus may not be perfect. That's what the humble way devotee is considered. Devotee is considered himself that he is not qualified. It's Krishna who is helping him through.
No, what I am saying is that only Krishna is the fully perfect, or the gurus are also
perfect. A living entity may be perfect, may not be perfect.
Are you getting? What I am saying is, in this parampara, we are talking about our parampara is the gurus
perfect. Yeah, they are perfect gurus. Otherwise, how they are realizing the truth? Their perfection is there. But even if you haven't realized it fully. Because it's a matter of consciousness. You may be a human being, but ultimately you are a spirit soul. So this science elevates you to that level of spiritual consciousness. So when you are acting as spiritual consciousness, then directly you are inspired by Krishna to do every activity. Yeah, that makes you perfect. So perfection here means that you are not doing anything for your enjoyment. You are doing it everything in relation to Krishna, the way Krishna wants you to do. That is the meaning of perfection. Perfection doesn't mean that you know everything of the whole world. What's going on in right now at my house? No, that only Krishna can know. Are you getting?
Yeah.
We cannot equal with Krishna. Krishna anyway is perfect at his level. But you can be perfect at your level. That's the point, to transmit the message. But I am saying that even if the person is not yet perfect, because he is also practicing, but he can perfectly deliver the message. Till he is connected to the parampara, then the message will have the effect. So, we have been given therefore such a wonderful opportunity. That's the idea. I will just say. So,
जो
वैष्णव परंपरा है
ये चलती
आ रही है उसका बार बार भगवान रिजुवेनेट कर रहे हैं चैतन्य महाप्रभु के रूप में फिर से आए फिर उसको और रिजुवेनेट कर दिया इस टाइम से आ गए लगा दी Or he sends some powerful devotees to regenerate it, like Ramanacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Himbhartacharya, like that. Because Krishna always sees that those who are sincerely searching for the truth, for them, I will always make myself available. So at no point of time, you know, this world will be bereft of those paramparas for the sincere souls. There will some other way Krishna will make the plan to hit. So therefore they are always available because Krishna is directly protecting them, the parampara. So from time immemorial it is coming. That is the way. It has to be like that. Just like the government officials. They know that people will have problem if they don't have a post office. So everywhere they are trying to put, even in village there is a post box. So they people can take the advantage. Yeah. Right? Want to talk of God, so he's the ultimate well-wisher. Why you will not make available the way to come to him? So if you are sincere, he will show us that, no doubt. Okay? So what we require is surrender, ready to discipline and act under guidance. To purify ourselves, go back home. Next point is, next question. What did you learn from the Mridanga teacher example? Nice sir.
Person getting knowledge from the unauthorized source, then he will become contaminated. If an authorized person giving you some knowledge, then he will argue and he will not be in a position to accept it directly.
Why? Why will argue? He is not in a position?
He has some argument, he has some knowledge.
So what happens to previous one? Then correct.
His spiritual master has to leave these things and put another thing, new things into the time. So it will take more time.
Yeah, why it takes more time? That's why I'm asking.
Because those processes are required.
That is the problem. We get whatever knowledge little bit we get, we immediately add our false ego on it. I possess it. So it's very difficult for new things to get in. Because
while accepting in the teaching of this teacher, he has some
right. That is the thing. Because he has developed a belief in those things more. So he's trying to see things based on what he already has acquired through different sources.
He also don't have faith on the spiritual master also.
So therefore the master has to work hard on him to remove all those misconceptions and then make him ready and then put the right conceptions. Then he is okay. So therefore without open mind it is difficult for one to learn anything or achieve any tangible realization. This is required. We should not just close our mind. Whatever I know, that's perfect. And I will now judge the whole world according to that. Let's first judge our source from where we got the knowledge. Is our source bona fide or we just got it from anywhere? Read some book or this or that. What is the source? That's why so much we are discussing on the source. Is it not? It has to be bona fide, it has to come from Guru Parampara, it has to originate from the Lord. Like that. And people just don't work on those things. They take some book or they read something based on their likings. And already since they have some likings, if those things hit them, it matches their frequency, they feel, hey, that's wonderful for me, it's for me. Thus, the false ego is built. It becomes more stronger. And then that person comes, tell, please teach me spiritual knowledge. How is it possible? He's not coming to keep taught. He's coming to challenge. He's coming to, always become critical of things. Because so many things have gone in to his consciousness. So he's always critical. He doesn't have a simple heart. So such people cannot surrender properly. They'll have problems. So therefore, the spiritual master has to work hard. To first make them submissive in different ways. And then they may surrender. And then the knowledge he will be able to transfer. What will be ultimately benefiting him. So like that. The next one is, what is the significant lesson from the surrender of Sanatana Goswami? We learn from the surrender of Sanatana Goswami to Lord Chaitanya. Sanatana Goswami, he was a very respectable person. He was a big minister. But just see how he came and surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what is the lesson we learn from that?
This material is very advanced and we have very little intelligence, material intelligence. But in front of our spiritual master we are just like fools. We have to think like this. So we are fools and whatever knowledge we are going to get from our spiritual master, that is perfect. And we have to follow it.
Okay. Anything else? Basically what was taught by him was the humble submissive attitude. He very humbly submitted before Lord Chaitanya, considering him that he is a fool. He doesn't know anything. And then he inquired from the Lord, my dear Lord, tell me what is my duty. So these are the two important things a disciple does. He doesn't believe in his conception or misconception. He just put them aside, surrender humbly, and after surrendering, he inquires from the spiritual master, kindly tell me, what is right for me, what is wrong for me, what is my duty. So inquiry. So two things. He surrendered, he showed how to surrender. So through his example we can learn how to surrender to the spiritual master and what to inquire. He inquired about himself. He said that people call me learned man, but I don't know myself. Who am I? And I also believe that I am a learned man. So he showed that I have this ego also. That's what we are discussing. That I many times believe. People say, oh yeah, you are a learned man, you are a Pandit. I also believe, ah, I am a Pandit. But Sri Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am unable to solve my own problems. Why I am suffering in this world? Why there are different types of miseries attacking me? My Pandita will not helping me. My academic knowledge is not helping me. What is this? So I am surrendering to you, my dear Lord. Please let me know. What is my duty? So like that. So right inquiries, he is teaching how to inquire, how to make correct inquiries, appropriate inquiries, actual inquiries, and at the same time helping us to know how to develop a humble submissive attitude when we approach the spiritual master, as you said, considering ourselves to be a fool. Many times we approach with our first ego.
Sir?
Yeah.
मतलब बहुत फिर कैसी मिल जाएगी मतलब ऑलरेडी उनके नेचर में ही हो और कुछ स्टूडेंट ऐसे होंगे जिन्हें नहीं हो तो उनको तो ज्यादा हार्ड वर्क करना पड़ेगा.
See, so far as humility is concerned, humbleness is concerned, you cannot get it of its own. You have to work hard. Work hard means you have to work on it, then it will come. That's why we are discussing of these examples, so that we understand, oh, it's so important for us, we have to do it. Now, in some people, we may see that quality is existing in this life. What does that mean? That in the previous life, they have already worked on it. Tabhi is life mein visible ho raha hai. Because your spiritual life is not just one life. Aap log just ek hi life mein, you are not practicing or I am not practicing. There is a history. The credit mein chal raha hai. Thada 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 ho ke, ab aaya hai. Is had tak. Samajh rahe? तो पिछले लाइफ में वो व्यक्ति कुछ कर चुका है इसलिए इन दिस लाइफ ही इज हैविंग सम लेवल बट वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट बट एट दैट टाइम ऑल्सो ही हैड टू वर्क ऑन दैट सो ही इज एबल टू डेवलप इट सो इफ वी हैव नॉट येट वर्क एंड इफ वी वर्क देन वी हैव टू डेवलप दैट इन द फ्यूचर बट एवरीवन हैज टू वर्क ऑन इट बिकॉज दिस क्वालिटीज आर समथिंग नाउ हिडन इन द सोल एंड मटेरियलिज्म हैज कवर्ड इट सो यू हैव टू वर्क टू अनकवर इट देन दिस क्वालिटीज फ्रॉम द हार्ट विल कम आउट. And one of the major qualities is humility, to come out first, because that will allow one to surrender, like that. So we have to work on it. And there are ways by which we can work. But one of the best way is to read the stories or the examples of those who have lived their life in such a surrendered way, such big, big people. And like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, we went through the examples. Big king, he was such a big king. So just see how he was jhadu lagan, Raksha, Jagannath, Rathyatra. So by that we get inspiration. That yeah, I should also do it. So that's how we start. We start with the process. Then gradually it will come. The process said that Krishna consciousness is all about cultivation. If you cultivate, it will come. Naturally it will come. But you have to cultivate it. It's all about cultivation. Just like Prabhupada is cooking. If you cook, then it will be prepared. It will not fall from the sky. Are you getting? So we have to cook, then the food stuff will be naturally prepared. So similarly, as you cultivate, the wonderful qualities will naturally come out. From the heart.
And also cultivation will come by
the spiritual
master.
Yeah, you cannot cultivate blindly. That's what the whole idea is. If you surrender, if you are ready to be disciplined, then whatever instruction will come, that will help us to cultivate.
Sir, even if blindly we are doing, our intention is right,
isn't it? What intention?
Sir, if blindly we are doing Krishna consciousness, our
intention is very good. So, what do you mean by good intention? Man? I'm not getting. अच्छा इंटेंशन मतलब क्या क्या अच्छा है
जैसे उसको पता वो नहीं जानता है भगवान वगैरह कृष्णा वगैरह कोई बोलता है लेकिन उसको लगता नहीं मतलब कोई ना कोई मतलब क्योंकि उसको कुछ ऐसे चांस ना मिला हो ये सब नॉलेज अपने मन में अच्छा सेटल करे कि कोई पावर है, मैं जिस कारण मैं सोच सकता हूँ, इतना सब कर सकता हूँ, तो मुझे उसको थैंक यू बोलना चाहिए। अपने मन से जैसा उसको अच्छा लग रहा वैसा उनको थैंक यू बोलने के लिए, जैसा उसको अच्छा लग रहा वैसा करते रहे, तो इंटेंशन अच्छा है। तो
इफ इज इंटेंशन इज राइट देन ही शुड बी eager to understand the subject matter more instead of just acting off its own, in ignorance. That person will not decide to stay in ignorance for a long time. Are you getting? If his intention is right, he may not be knowing who is that God. He say, oh my dear Lord, whoever you are, please, just like Gajendra. And Gajendra, that is the first time in Bhagavatam, Gajendra was on the lake. And there was a big crocodile that caught off his leg, and they fought for so many years. And finally, Gajendra, he offered some prayers to the Lord because he remembered some prayer that he had in practice in his previous life. So he fought first of all, because immediately that comes is the false ego. I have the strength, I can fight. So he fought, but he was not able to defeat that alligator, that creature who is more powerful in water. Elephants are not powerful in water, they are powerful in land, whereas crocodile is more powerful in water. So ultimately crocodile was about to win. Jab inki jaan par aa gayi tab false ego kaha ho gaya, aap samajh rahe, tab to ek hi upay hai, bhagwan bachao. So then he remembered some shlokas of his previous life, that elephant Gajendra, then he offered the shloka. And while he was offering, he was saying, whoever that Supreme Personality is, please listen to my prayer. So like that he was offering his sincere prayer. So when the sincere prayer is going, it is going to Brahma, it is going to Shiva, but they could understand that this prayer is not meant for them, because they are not the Supreme Personality. So they were not responding. Finally it went to Lord Narayan. And Lord himself came. So if you are sincere, then you should be very quickly coming out of that ignorance. Otherwise, if you stay more in ignorance, the false ego will not allow you to remain sincere also. Your so-called good intention will also go away because of the false ego. So generally, therefore, if one is eager to advance, even if he doesn't know, still, if he communicates the message will be communicated and the Lord will respond. Everything. Just like you may not be knowing some government official, but if your plea is been put in the government, then through the process it will go to the government official, to that person, and he will see and he will sign and he will send it forward. Finally you will be heard. You may not be knowing that person, who that person is. But in this case, what is that? In this case you will be heard, you will be able to know also. Because that is what is expected here. To be in knowledge, not to be in ignorance. So when we are sincere, then what will happen? Our sincerity will be shown more to be in knowledge of the Supreme Personality of God. Not that, ठीक है मैं सिंसियर हूँ बट आगे नहीं बढ़ना चाहता, बट मैं अपने से कुछ ना कुछ करना चाहूँगा, वो जाने नहीं चलेगा, समझेंगे? It may be the starting point, but then he should be eager to know, he should be eager to be in knowledge. Is it becoming clear this point?
तो जो कुछ लोग होते हैं जिससे किसी डर के कारण से करते हैं कि अगर हम कुछ बुरा करेंगे तो भगवान हमको बहुत ज्ञान के लाश में भेज देंगे, ये करेंगे वो करेंगे, उसी के डर से वो चैंटिंग और कुछ भी करता रहता है।
There are different platforms of worship according to the mentality of the people. Some worship at the level of fear, fearful worship. That is the fourth class worship. Third class worship is some worship out of desire. I will worship because I have this gift. तो माथा टेकूंगा, टीका लगाऊंगा, भोग चढ़ाऊंगा।
इसको थर्ड क्लास होना चाहिए।
ये थर्ड क्लास है, ठीक है? थर्ड क्लास इसलिए, फोर्थ क्लास इसलिए है कि जो फियर है ना, इसको हमें खत्म करना है। पॉजिटिव इन द सेंस की एटलीस्ट द पर्सन इज टेकिंग टू गॉड कॉन्शियसनेस, दैट्स व्हाई इट इज फोर्थ क्लास। It is no class if one is not practicing God consciousness. But it is fourth class because at least he is fearful, so it is helping him, no, I should take to God consciousness, like that, you know. So it is like a very, it has no relation with God in that sense. His motivation to take to God consciousness is coming from some amount of fear, you know. So he is not considering God that much. He is taking anyone who can save me from fear, I will take for that. I will do it. I will go ahead with that. For a solution. इसलिए तो कई लोग भगवान बन जाते हैं ना दूसरों के लिए. अरे आप मेरे अन्नदाता हैं, आप मेरी सब कुछ हैं, मेरे ही भगवान आते हैं. कोई लोग अगर किसी की थोड़ी सी मदद कर देते हैं तो बिकॉज फियर है तो वो देखें, अरे मुझे नहीं पता भगवान भगवान कौन है, आप ही मेरे लिए भगवान हो, क्यों आप ही तो मेरे को दे रहे हो ना सब कुछ. तो फियर को ले. व्हाई इट इज फोर्थ क्लास? क्योंकि कंसेप्शन ऑफ गॉड इज नॉट प्रॉपर. दैट्स व्हाई इट इज पुट इन फोर्थ क्लास. नाउ व्हेन यू कम टू डिजायर, then your conception of God becomes little more better. नहीं तो आपका faith ही नहीं होगा इस भगवान के ऊपर. अगर conception नहीं है तो उसको मांगोगे क्यों जाके? तो थोड़ा सा conception बन रहा है कि हाँ ये God है, ये powerful है, ये भगवान है, मैं इनके पास जाता हूँ. Like that, your faith is becoming more stronger. So it is there for third class. उसके ऊपर है second class. That is as a matter of duty. ठीक है भगवान, आप मेरे लिए इतना कर रहे हैं, मैं भी आपके लिए करूंगा. That's it. बात हिसाब बराबर. There is no real relationship. But he is feeling obliged and thus he is doing it. So there the faith has become more. He is feeling that, oh God is doing so much for me. I must also do so much. So it becomes more personal. But what faith is there? But the first class is doing it out of love. Without expectation of anything in return. That is the top class worship of the Lord. And under guidance, we have to learn that. Then we can go back to Krishna. That is the point. The majority of the people, they end up in desire and fear. Not even duty. Majority of the people are in desire and fear. Exam ke samay hoga, toh mandir jana shuru kar dunga. Out of fear. That's it. उसके बाद सब खत्म. फिर जहाँ से वही आ
जाएगी.
कृष्ण सेज दैट. दैट्स हाउ पीपल टेक टू डेमिगॉड वर्शिप. कृष्ण सेज दैट्स. कृष्ण सेज दीज आर लेस इंटेलिजेंट पीपल. दे डोंट हैव रियल इंटेलिजेंस. They have got real knowledge, Krishna says. So they approach the wrong people. I like that. Okay? Is it clear? So next is, what is the difference between devotee and demoniac and a demon in understanding Bhagavad Gita? Yeah. What is the difference between devotee and a demon in understanding Bhagavad Gita? भगवत गीता दोनों को दे दो, डिवोटी को दे दो और एक डीमन को दे दो, राक्षस को दे दो, तो दोनों कैसे क्या समझेंगे? दो
community, when he will go for teaching any purpose, he will always be some friction will be there.
Yeah.
And so they will try to get only the material benefit for their own welfare.
Yeah. For their own self-gratification. Very right. The devotee will accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna as he is, without misinterpretation. But the demon at first place, he will not accept the version of Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita as it is.
He will take that Bhagavad Gita as a simple book to get some understanding.
He will have his own interpretation as he said. First he will consider that Krishna is not God. That will be first conception, rather misconception. And second, as he has cleared the first one, then he will start forming his own different types of concoctions, speculations. And when these people become leaders, they create havoc in the society. Because so many people will follow them. Bhagavan says, Andha Isandir Upniyamana. Bhagavan says this thing. Blinds are following the blind leader. The blind leader will go to ditch and the followers will go with them. With him. So both will follow in the ditch. They'll follow. So this is the problem.
Materialistic person, they think that duty is we have to perform our duty and we should not think about what is the result of it. And whatever we are doing just because of material actions, we are not doing this. So a demonic person, he will kill anybody and he will say that I am not doing this. It is due to some material nature.
Right. So please put the material nature under prison and please release me.
One thing is that how is he will recognize that what he is doing that is duty.
Yeah.
He don't know maybe. Yeah. But he is speculating that these are my duties and I should perform that.
You can Bhagavad Gita what they duty karo. So I have my duty choose karo na, I should karo. Bhagavad Gita ye bhi to kehta hai wo duties kya hai. Wo nahi dekho karo. I will not see this.
For me. Ye to bahut galat hai. Ye to perfect kar nahi. Keval karm karo aur phir bhi ichha mat karo.
That is okay. But karma kya hona chahiye woh pata hona chahiye. So karma itself is also defined in Bhagavad Gita. What exactly is karma? That activity which is not binding you, that should be performed. And what is that activity? That activity which is according to the scriptures and is going to please the Lord. That needs to be performed. मरने के बाद पैदा भी होना है और यातनाएं भी सहना है तो फिर टेंशन क्यों आ रहे हैं लाइफ में अगर इस फिलोसफी से टेंशन चले जाते हैं तो आ क्यों रहे हैं भाई इस फिलोसफी में इतना शक्ति नहीं नॉलेज है टेंशन ना करो My tensions are coming. Because they will come because of your previous sin. Tensions are reactions. Reactions of our giving tensions to others because of our wrong deeds, which are noted by the Lord. And now the material nature will punish you. So we need to know it's working.
People who are saying this, that just enjoy it. Even his family members are following to the Lord.
And then his family members?
Yeah, his family members are also doing worship to God. Let me say my child, say for this, that, those. And they are worshiping. And upon the son or daughter is not following to God. Even his means that there is, what he is thinking that is not correct, na? In all his parents' way. So he is not in a right path. He will not even be in any case.
Yeah.
Even though he does not have the spiritual knowledge.
Right.
He is very much, very big fool in this situation.
So that is misconception. People are having misconceptions. They are concocting about the way of spiritual life. So all these are happening because one is not surrendering to the proper source of knowledge and is ready to take guidance and go ahead in life. That is the problem.
Many cases of terrorists, religious terrorists, that follow some
that is the biggest misinterpretation they do. They approve terrorism on the ground of religiosity. It's dangerous because religiosity will invoke emotion and they are able to misdirect the emotion of the people and make them terrorists. They will say, no, you are a soldier of God. Then it's okay. Then we can kill people. These are your enemies. Kill them. God wants them to be killed. Very dangerous. Propaganda going on. That's what we said, that if these people who are misinterpreting the scriptures, they become the leaders, they can create havoc. Like Osama bin Laden. They are creating havoc. The whole Al-Qaeda group. Mesmerizing them by his own misconceptions. Concoctions about Quran. And they are thinking, yeah, it is jihad for us. We have to fight. Because why it is written in Quran? Just like someone can misinterpret what is going on in Bhagavad Gita. There is a battle. Haan, hame bhi fight karna hai. Without guidance. उसको मार डालो, उसे मार डालो. क्यों? क्यों भगवान नहीं
सिखाया?
अरे नहीं, भगवान हमें ही सिखाया, हम ऐसे करेंगे. So if one wants to misapply, he can misapply anything. ठीक है? But if one wants to apply, then there is a process. Therefore we said that's the only way. There is a process, there is a bona fide process, there is a way to get it done. So like that we can understand. The next one is, what would you choose between Shreyas and prayers and why?
Shreyas
or prayers?
Shreyas.
You would choose Shreyas and why? This you have also to explain.
It's not a sure path.
So?
We are knowledge that what are we doing that will affect us in a long term. If we desire for material worth, then we will get material worth.
Mm-hmm.
These are prayers. Mm-hmm. If we want to become a person who has a strength and a good opinion among the people, that he will get from God immediately. But this is not our goal. This is a short term.
So what's wrong with a short term goal?
After getting the goal, or he will think more about the other things.
Okay, he will become greedy.
He will become greedy and he will not be satisfied.
He will not be satisfied.
He will get or not get.
Okay.
In both the cases.
Okay. What if he has gotten?
He will think that he will think more about other things.
Okay. What else? Why short term goal is bad?
And we, again we will fall down.
Fall down? How?
It's many demigods.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to become a demigod, then we will be there for the present time when our credit will expire and fall down.
So everything in this world is temporary. The short-term goals means you may get it very soon, but it will not stay for you for long. And ultimately, those whatever we get it in this life, it will go away at the time of death. It is not going to stay with us. The short-term goals means I may get it, but I cannot preserve it for long. It will be taken away from me, even if I don't want. अरे मेरे से मेरे मंगला क्यों छीन रहे हो? मेरे पैसे क्यों छीन रहे हो? मेरा पोजीशन क्यों छीन रहे हो? The material nature will not listen. He show design so strict. So she will kick us away. Proper is to say, you are an American now, but after death you'll be kicked away from this American body. You'll be the body of a dog. So what you will do then? You may be a big scientist now, but next life you have become a dog. What's the value? Then why spend whole of your life in becoming a scientist in that sense? In that sense, if you see, that's what Prabhupada was telling him. Then it becomes prayer. My goal is to become a big leader, or this or that only, which has no connection with Krishna. It's totally materialistic goal. So that is prayer. But if we can have shreyas, then what is going to happen? It is going to stay with us for all the time. Because Shreyas means it is related to something spiritual aspect, which will continue even after you expire of this body. So it is a long term goal of life. That is, what is there? That is to actually become Krishna conscious and finally go back home, back to Krishna. That is Shreyas. Who is the prince who became a scavenger for his guru? With what understanding did he do this act?
Mm.
What is that act?
Morning, morning, duty,
Samayam.
Remember?
What? What is that? Many, sir. But what exactly you are doing?
Cleaning
the place. Where?
At the morning time.
What was that place?
Okay,
Guru. You remember the name of the Guru? He is Lokanath Goswami. So he was cleaning that every morning after he used to do his routine morning activity there. He used to clean that place so that it becomes again ready for the next morning. So that was the menial service he was doing. So with what understanding did he do this act?
He was considering himself as a one in front of that Guru.
Why?
Because Guru has good knowledge.
So?
Good knowledge that will be helpful for long-term goal.
That may be.
That will be helpful.
Okay. Yeah. He was convinced actually that the perfection of life is achieved not by wealth, scholarship, bodily beauty or high worth, as he said, this four things, but by the mercy of a Vaishnava devotee who is dear to the Lord. So he was convinced that for all the Narottam Das Thakur, he was from a very rich family, big family. But what he was doing, he was rendering menial service to show that I am ready to surrender to you. I am a surrendered devotee. You kindly accept me and now you teach me, you discipline me, you educate me, you give me that knowledge. So through that activity he was trying to show. So he was doing that menial service like that. So that was his understanding. So he was convinced. Unless and until we are convinced that none of our material things will help us, you know, get the mercy of a devotee, we are till now not on right understanding. Because many times we show up our skills before, you know, our superiors, think that maybe I will impress. I'm impressed, but we should be understanding that we cannot impress. That we should be, we can only impress by our humility. That is more important, not by our pride. And none of these things would ever be able to help us achieve spiritual status or spiritual goal. The only way is that we have to be humble, having a full understanding that it is only possible when I receive the mercy of a dear devotee of the Lord. There is no other way out. So that's what Narottam Thakur was doing. So thus, actually he earned therefore the blessing of such a great devotee, that is Lokanath Goswami, who was a dear disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He got the blessing by his submissive service. It's very important that we need to be really convinced that none of these material things will help me solve the real problems of my life. They may be utilized in the service of the Krishna if they are with me. But I should not be having faith on them that they are the only things that will help me to reach the spiritual goal. That is a misconception. Are you getting what I am saying? If you have a good birth, no problem. You can use it in service of Krishna. If you have a good education, no problem. No need to reject. You can use it in the service of Krishna. But let's not be proud of our education thinking that it is by education I will achieve Krishna. Or it is by my good birth I will achieve Krishna. Or it is by my wealth I will achieve Krishna, or my bodily strength or beauty I will achieve Krishna. No, we cannot. We can only achieve Krishna by the mercy of a dear devotee of Krishna. Therefore Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Matyamam avijanati yavaniya chasmi tatvataha. I am only known to my devotee, Krishna is saying. Matyamam. No one else can know. People can endeavor, as they endeavor, Krishna is saying. So many people are endeavoring to know me, Arjuna. So hardly one knows me in truth, Krishna is saying. Hardly one. Kaschid Mahavedi Tapata. Hardly one knows me in truth. Because I am only known to my devotee. And that my devotee can only deliver me to someone else. So what we have to do then? We have to get connected to a devotee. And if we are humble, then by mercy of Krishna, that will be delivered to us. That is the qualification of a disciple. The disciple is convinced that none of these four things can give me Krishna. Yeah, and then he should be acting with this understanding. And that activity should show his humility and submissiveness. And if it is genuine, he will be held. He will be certainly held by the Lord and the devotee, who will both act as a team to help him.
Only convincing is not sufficient.
It should be shown in our act.
Yes.
Like a theoretical idea. Right? Yeah, it could be a stepping stone. It should motivate you, but then you should act. You have to practically go and surrender. Practically do that, just like he was doing. Every morning he was going and sitting. He was in action, fully in action. He was doing it. So like that. Service and humility. Humble service.
How to decide what type of action should be done or how much should be done?
As we spend more time with the superior, and another way is how much they are telling us. They are already telling us so many things to do. So if we do that with this humble spirit, we may be doing it, but still having faith in our abilities, in our skills, in our bodily beauty, strength, knowledge, all these things. Then real thing will still not come. So what we have to add now, we may be doing the same activity, but now add this humility and submission with the conviction that I am not to depend upon these four things. Absolutely. I may use them in the service of the Lord, but not have faith in them that they will give me Krishna. Are you getting? So like that. And as we spend more time, we will get to know more things, how to do. But whether we know one thing to do or 100 things to do, we should be knowing with what understanding to do. That is more important. Yeah, this is the understanding. That I have to approach, I have to do that service in a humble and submissive mode. And we can develop that humble and submissive mode when we have this conviction that these four things are not my savior. My savior is the Lord and his devotee. Have you a disciple banunga na? ये तो कहीं नॉलेज रह जाएगा जैसे बहुत लोग भगवत गीता चर्चा करते हैं ग्रंथों को चर्चा करते हैं हाथ में सिगरेट होता है प्रोफेसर और किताब खोल के डिस्कस कर रहे हैं आई थिंक जीव गोस्वामी इज टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस लाइक दिस ये डिस्कस है जीव गोस्वामी इज बिग स्क्रिप्चर्स वट एवर ही हैज रिटन बट ऑन अदर हैंड आई हैव टू थिंक क्या समझेंगे फ्रॉम इंटेलेक्चुअल पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू They will not get into it. There is no much. The special subject you cannot understand like that.
Many things we cannot understand by just coming. Or we have to act. Like engineering, if we read the theory, we cannot apply in the practical.
Yeah, when you're talking of conviction, yeah, that is there. But I am talking of those who are not even convinced of that part. They are convinced of something else. They are convinced of their own intellect, power, and other things. But at the same time, when we are convinced, it should be shown in our act. Very important. It's not that Arjuna, after Krishna spoke the whole of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna said, oh Krishna, thank you very much. Now I understood. Okay, let me go home. No. After fight. I'm ready to fight. Achha laga. Aapka pravachan. Ab chalte. Samay ho gaya. He understood. Understanding means you have to act. Understanding is a stepping stone for activity. You should not stop there. Okay. Next is, yeah. what was the consciousness of King Prataparudra, the king of Orissa? What lessons do you learn from his behavior? Unka consciousness kya tha aur kya hame sikha unke life ke example?
He is not a king, he is a servant of Lord. And he has to perform devotional service to the Lord. And we also have to do devotional service to
similar point we are learning. उनके केस में क्या था? उनके केस में था हाई पोजीशन, किंग थे बाबा, इतने बड़े राजा, बट ही वॉज नॉट प्राउड, ही वॉज नॉट एरोगेंट, ही इमीडिएटली कंसिडर्ड दैट
ही नॉट लाइक ही वाज ट्राइंग टू बिकम सर्वेंट ऑफ
या सो दैट वाज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट ही सॉ हिम दैट ही इज नथिंग बट एन इनसिग्निफिकेंट सर्वेंट ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड डिवोटी ही कंसिडर्ड हिमसेल्फ So he was not proud of his high position as a king and is ready to serve. So we learn these two things. He was not attached to his high position, and second, he was considering himself as the servant of the Lord and his devotee. So we learn again the submissive attitude in him also. So these are the wonderful examples. Sanatana Goswami, Thakurudra, like that. Next question is, give two examples to show how a bona fide guru can enlighten the heart of a receptive disciple. You have to just give examples.
Lord Krishna and Brahma.
Krishna and Brahma?
Brahma.
Okay, that is right, but something what we are already having in this particular book. Give two examples.
Suryo Upamanyu.
Ah. What is that?
Daumya
Sevani. Daumya. He blessed Aruni, Veda and Upamanyu in different ways. And what else? Any other example? Another best example?
Lord Krishna.
Lord Krishna and?
Sudama.
Sudama. Blessed by? Their guru. What is his name? You should remember, Sadhibani blessed him. So see, ultimately we should understand that what is enlightenment? We talk now, we use these words, enlightenment. We should know what exactly enlightenment means. Enlightenment means that the guru, by seeing your submissiveness, your humility and your conviction that these four things were not my savior, the only way is my guru or the devotees through whom the mercy will come. So when the guru sees that, he becomes very happy. So all wonderful desires comes in his heart for that soul to advance in bhakti. And that is blessing. He feels very happy about that person. So he prays to the Lord. Goodwill. You're getting goodwill? Goodwill comes from his heart from that for that person, because that person is a very deserving candidate. Because he's showing his humility, he's showing his actual surrender with proper understanding. So when he sees that, guru sees that those elements in the disciple, he feels very happy. And thus with a very happy heart, wonderful blessings comes out. Oh, all glories to you. May you excel in your spiritual life. Like that. When he says, that is enlightenment. Because whatever he is saying now, that will be fulfilled by Krishna. Because he is saying from a happy heart, by seeing those qualifications of the disciple. Ultimately we are discussing the qualification of a disciple, kya hona chahiye? Aur kyun hona aisa hona chahiye? Qualification of a disciple ye hona chahiye. He should be humble, he should be submissive, and he should have the right understanding. And second, why this is required? Because with that you can invoke the goodwill of your spiritual master, which is required for enlightenment. So jo wo bol rahe hain wo phalit ho jayega. That happened with Krishna and Sudama. They were telling that because our guru blessed us, that we never forget religious principles. So still now we are there in our
mind. We never forget it because our guru desired that, seeing our submissiveness. He was very happy with us, and thus he blessed. May this knowledge, whatever I have given to you boys during your training period in Gurukul, you never forget it ever in your life. So with a wonderful heart he spoke this. So Krishna fulfilled it.
Because
there are lots of gurus in the world. So this
slogan
will not be there.
If the student is not bona fide, guru may be bona fide. But if the student is not bona fide, still he will not be enlightened. That's why we are discussing. The disciple also need to have some qualifications, no? So he need to have this qualification. Then he is approaching a bona fide guru. Then must that enlightenment will come over a period of time. When the guru becomes happy with your devotional service towards the parampara, like that, towards the Lord. So then it is enlightenment. Enlightenment will not fall from the sky. It comes by blessing. A real enlightenment, a real understanding of Krishna, the way Krishna is. By one's endeavor, little bit one may get to some kind of realization of God, like some people, the yogis, or the dhyanis. Or the jnanis, they reach to the level of Paramatma and Brahman realization, impersonal realization. That one may get through by the power of one's so-called mundane intelligence. But we are talking here of real enlightenment. Real enlightenment means knowing Krishna the way Krishna is. That is Bhagavan realization. That can only come by the mercy of a devotee. Because a devotee knows Bhagavan. A jnani or a yogi knows only Brahman and Paramatma. They don't know Bhagavan. Bhagavan is even higher than these realizations. Impersonal realization or partial realization of the absolute truth.
And how can a person know what it says?
Which
person? Means the jnani or like
this. He cannot know.
Until the mercy of the Lord or the mercy of the other devotees.
Right. So that's the point. So therefore we need to be becoming a type of disciple who can invoke that goodwill or that blessing from the heart of the Guru. Then our disciple, the Jivan Sartha hai. It's a naam ke disciple ho jayenge. Then stand by jayega. Haan, aap initiation ke disciple ho. Theek hai, aari bo. No. You have to be acting in this. I mean, just the way Raja Pratap Rudra is acting, just the way Sanatana Goswami is acting, just the way Narottama Das Thakur is acting. They are the acharyas, they have shown us what do you mean by disciples. Tab hamare jeevan mein parivartan bhi aayega. Nahi to initiation ke baad bhi parivartan nahi aayega. Hum ye attitude develop nahi karenge. Parivartan kahan se aayega? Enlightenment nahi ho raha na. Nothing is not coming. Like that. It is known as Suhrida Kripa. Suhrida means heartfelt blessings. Not headfelt blessings. Heartfelt. Naturally, spontaneously coming from the heart of the spiritual master, seeing the attitude of the disciple. That will enlighten the disciple. That disciple will become eligible to understand Krishna properly. So that it is said here that he is a receptive disciple. Like that. Okay? Now finally, we are left with other two questions from part C. With an example, show how one should not be proud of material qualifications in spiritual life. These are basically practical questions asked in part C. Part C more deals with practical questions. So you have to give an example to show how one should not be proud of material qualifications in spiritual life. This I'm discussing correct. Spiritual life mein aa bhi gaye, but phir bhi hamara understanding clear nahi hai. Still we are thinking that, oh, my material qualification will be my savior. So you have to give some example like that.
Arjuna's example.
Right, you can explain. What is it?
Sir Arjuna, he was a great warrior. Like Gandhi, we defeated Lord Shiva in Dual War. And he has many other shastras, which are shastras. And he is knowledgeable person also, he and he has a good mind control. In Swarga, he met Prabhushki, but he refused.
He treated her as
a mother's mother. Just, he has a good knowledge and intelligence, but in the time of war, he was confused. He was in dilemma what to do. He was in great affection with his king. At the time, he surrendered to Lord Krishna and got the right knowledge.
Wonderful point. He immediately considered that I am at fault. He immediately saw that although I have all these material qualifications, but they are useless. So he was convinced. Tabhi to surrender kiya na. Tabhi wo shloka aata hai. Tarpanya dosa pahata swabhava. That shloka. Krishna, because of my miserly weakness. Right? That shloka is there. Yeah, this one. See, go ahead. Bella. Now I am confused about my duty and I have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. So he is accepting his fault. He is accepting that I have weakness. Krishna, now you help me. So he is not proud. So that is the thing. That he was not proud of his skills, of his talents, of his high character. But otherwise anyone could be proud of. The amount of skills and talent and character Arjuna was positioned. But he considered all these things are material qualifications and they are not going to help me out. Rather, I am getting disturbed because of my weakness and these things are not able to help me. So he put them aside and simply surrendered to the Lord. So yes, this is a very nice example. Any other example you can
put? By just having material qualifications, one can get only the short-term goal, like the good job, good family.
Shreyas you will never get. You will only get prayers. That one should be convinced, actually.
Yeah.
Our problem is that we are not convinced. We should be convinced. You will only get prayers, not more than that.
So by the material qualification, you will get the material things.
Material.
Not the spiritual things,
yeah.
Not the satisfaction, not the emotionally strong. You will not be,
right.
Feel love to others. You will not feel humble to others. These are not material qualities.
Yeah, these are spiritual qualities. They have to deal with the soul. That's what we started with.
That's why in the society, that the rich people are going to be like more rich and rich. And the poor can become poor.
Yeah, but inside the heart, they are not happy. That's the problem. So another example was here as we discussed about Narottam Das Thakur. So Narottam, he was a prince from a royal family. Wanted to take initiation from Loknath Goswami, who was a humble and a great Vaishnava. But out of humility, Loknath Goswami, he rejected him. But Narottam, keeping aside all his material qualifications, served Loknath Goswami most menially, without being recognized, and finally received the mercy of his spiritual master. Gopala rejected kar diya tha. And Narottam Das ko pata tha ki the only way to attract the mercy is by developing the right humble menial service attitude. So he started serving with that attitude and that attracted Loknath Goswami. So he said, no, all right, let me consider you. Like that. So in this way we can see that Narottam Das Thakur, he never became proud of his material qualification, as he realized that they have no connection with spiritual life. As he was saying. And thus he awakened the blessings of such a great devotee like Loknath Goswami. And his life was perfect. He all achieved all this by his submissive attitude, by his own. So we need to learn actually to practice this. Very important. Our material qualifications have only value if we are able to utilize it in service of the Lord, some other way under the elements. Otherwise, in and of themselves, they cannot deliver us from the cycle of repeated birth and death. They will stay here only. They are meant for this cycle. We should be convinced. Similarly, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Guru of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada's guru. He was such a big learned scholar, my God. He was the biggest astrologer also. But he is taking initiation from Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Like he is sitting in the middle, right? He is like this, out there, in the middle. First is Prabhupada, then Vasudevan Maharaj, then he is Guru, Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. So Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was illiterate. He was not so educated. But he was very much high in Krishna consciousness. And thus he took refuge of him. Although he himself was highly educated and very scholarly person. So he put aside all his material qualities and simply took refuge. So like that we can understand. And the last question, what was the problem with Upamanyu's behavior in the beginning? There are some problems. Aruni Veda to theek the unko ekdam se blessing mil gaya, unko thoda time laga. So what was that and how did he change his behavior at the end? Very important. You can learn lesson from us.
He was very much attached to the desires.
Desires? Of?
Eating.
Okay. What does that signify?
Not sincere.
You can define it more. What exactly it means? Non-sincerity means what?
He was not caring the order of the right, improper kind of.
Right. What does that mean?
He was using his speculation, using his thoughts.
Independent mindedness.
Yeah.
That's we need to understand that his problem, his problem with his behavior was his independent mindedness. So in the beginning he was, begging and eating, sometimes doing all kind of mischief. अब वो भी बंद हो गया तो गांव शेड में जाके वहां से दूध पी लेते थे. Then finally what happened? How he realized?
And at the end he started following his spiritual master's teaching. Means his spiritual master telling him to not to take anything without his permission. So in the last when he took some poisonous these leaves and he became blind and at the time Ashwini Kumar came and offering some good food but he refused to take without permission of his spiritual master.
So he realized the value of deeming to his guru's instructions. Therefore so when he became blind and fell into the well and he refused to eat the rice cakes were offered to him by the Ashwini Kumar.
That means the people who are using Krishna consciousness, after that they will guard the, they will be beaten by the Maya, then they will try to come.
Yeah, kuch lessons bache hue hain seekhna. Unko thoda time lagta hai. Sabka apna apna samay hai. Okay, so it's better to learn it faster, quickly. Otherwise, maar padegi aur. Maya ka maar. It's like that. So he understood this lesson, very important lesson. And this way, therefore he again brought back his eyes also. That means one will never lose anything. Whatever is needful, it will be provided to him. You should not worry of that. If one follows Krishna consciousness, his needs will always be seen by Krishna. How he will live, all that, Krishna will be seeing that.
The problem with the people are that they are not able to differentiate between the need and want.
Yeah.
That is the problem.
That's because they have not trained. The training is not there.
They don't know their duties also. Yes.
It's a very confused state. So we have to be very careful. Therefore, so from the very beginning, try to be under guidance of Bhagavad Gita and of devotees. So if we are able to do these two things, take guidance from the scriptures, one of its scripture, and stay always under the guidance of devotees, then you will get to know so many things over a period of time, which are required for us to know to advance in spiritual life. and even to balance our material life. And one of them is we will get to know what is my need and what is my want. As you are saying, we get to know this. कितना मेरी नीड होनी चाहिए और कितना इससे ज्यादा करूंगा तो ये वांट में आ जाएगा तो आपको पता चल जाएगा ऐसे एज वी स्टार्ट एक्टिंग अंडर गाइडेंस बिकॉज वी विल गेटिंग प्यूरिफाइड द इंटेलिजेंस इज वेरी शार्प और तुरंत पता चलेगा कितना मेरे लिए ठीक है पर्याप्त है और उससे अधिक इट विल बिकम सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन सो विल डेवलप दैट विजन.
Also, if we think in this way, then the concept of renunciation will come slowly, slowly.
The concept of?
Renunciation.
Yeah.
Like, if we act on the need, then there is no need to want. Mm-hmm. Then we will just do the few things which are needed.
And our goal would be spiritual growth. So that the things will become proper. Will not be attached. And at the same time, our detachment would not be that much that we have given up Krishna. I am so detached, I don't even want Krishna. No, but we will be taking that much which is needful for me to practice Krishna consciousness. Needful means needful of material life. Anything that is material. That much will be able to manage. Thus, that person will always be happy. Chahe recession ho, kuch bhi ho. उसको फर्क नहीं पड़ेगा इसमें लाइक दैट. सो सो व्हेन यू कुड चेंज इट व्हेन यू रियलाइज्ड आफ्टर रीडिंग यू बिकेम ब्लाइंड एंड फिल इन द वॉल यू रियलाइज जस्ट सी आई कैन नॉट कंट्रोल माय ईटिंग हैबिट बिकॉज ऑफ दैट जस्ट सी व्हाट हैज हैपेंड आई एंड अप ईटिंग समथिंग पॉइजनस एंड जस्ट सी इट हैज रिएक्टेड. अब मुझे लेसन मिल गया. अश्विनी कुमार आए फिर बोले ठीक है यार मस्त ही हंगरी है टेक सम केक. ओ आई फर्स्ट ऑपरेट टू गुरु आई हैव नॉट ईट इट आई डोंट बिलीव गॉट अ बिग लेसन. सो देन ही ऑफर्ड आई सेड आई हैव अ डिजायर टू ऑफर लाइक दैट गॉट इट आई Thank you very much. Anything else?
What are the needs of a student in this Kali Yuga?
Student? Which student? Okay, I have to define.
Which student?
Student of IIT or IIT student or student of...
Okay. I don't know. Actually, it's a broad picture.
It depends on person to person. Our qualification, it can be a big, you know, facilitator to help others becoming Krishna conscious. Because being from such an institute, so many people will have an eye on you people, what they are doing. Right? Because naturally, it's a natural tendency to see someone who is on some high position or high education or has some something, you know, distinct from general mass. Everyone is watching what's going on that side. And so if you people can become wonderful devotees, then it will give a wonderful lesson to others to follow. That how a person, he may get high education, but still he is not proud of his education. Rather, he sees that it is the gift of Krishna. So let me use it in the service of Krishna. So that message you can communicate to the general mass. So in that mood we should be studying. See, our study skills will not change. Because anyway, we are studying to get marks. But you can change your mood. Are you getting? So this should be the mood. Because that's what Krishna wants. For Arjuna also. Krishna says, Arjuna, you are such a person, everyone is watching you. If you take one wrong step, my God, finished. So many people will get confused. Why Arjuna did like that? Why didn't fight? It's soon question will come in the mind. Soon people will be confused of their own duty just because you didn't act it well. You just follow rightly, and by that you will be able to save so many people. So that is leadership. A leader has to be actually very conscious of his duty. And he can be conscious if he is God conscious. Without becoming a devotee, no one can be so conscious of his duties. At what time, what to act, what is right, what is wrong. So we have to become a better devotee. That should be our goal. So that we will not become proud of our education. At the same time, wherever required, we can use that education for Krishna consciousness. So that the whole humanity could get the benefit. We have to just change the mood.
In many talks, you were telling about that be a devotee. Usually, how to define that devotee means? Devotee means not a just name. It is just like the action.
Yeah. So these are the actions that we discussed. Have this understanding and then act submissively, humbly, and act under guidance. That's it. A devotee is never wishful. He is never independent minded. He is always acting under guidance of Krishna. Or his representatives. Just simple. Life is simple. Okay? Shall I
say?
Yeah.
We announced in the next class we will take the. We will listen to the. Not the next class.
The next session we will be having, that is on the first book, Spiritual Scientist. Quiz part. First chapter quiz. Can you prepare?
Quiz over.
Quiz in the sense that we'll be going through the questions and you have to just get the answer. Yeah? Because the answers you have to find it out from Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah. That quiz is based on Bhagavad Gita.
How to do?
It is there. The shloka numbers are already given
in
the question.
But I later I find that I read the Bhagavad Gita but I am not able to.
That's what you have to do. Now you have to find out the answer. That's the assignment. See, the question is there. With the question, the shloka number is also there. You have to go concentrate on the shloka and try to find out the answer for that particular question. Like that. So you prepare, And next week we'll go.
In the first book, the first chapter.
First book, likewise we'll go. At different times, I'll be taking.
There are lots of questions.
Yeah, but they are all one word or one sentence like that.
Can we take material in first class? Only 25 questions are like there. 15 questions. We can discuss only 15 questions. I think that I want little.
Certainly, no problem. You attain whatever you can. Try. Then we will see to what extent you have covered.
But
I will say that it will not take much time.
This is sloka, then I find that this is an important thing, then I searching for other sloka and relating the things I can.
No. Be focused. First answer this question, then you can relate. First answer this, go ahead. Right? Get the answer first. Then you'll be confused.
So all these 24 questions, you have to just give 4 slokas. 4.34, 10.11 and 12.92.
Yeah, it's written. On the question may be out. Question, jaise khatam ho raha hai na. Question ke baad ek sloka number diya hoga. I am talking of that. तो वहाँ पे उसके पर्पट में पढ़ेंगे या आपको आंसर मिल जाएगा तो ट्रांसलेशन में मिलेगा या फिर पर्पट में मिल जाएगा कहने के आपको आंसर मिल जाएगा जस्ट यू हैव टू एक्सट्रैक्ट पुट इट सो इट विल नॉट टेक मच टाइम 1 week इज एनफ यू ट्राई टू कंप्लीट इट देन वी विल हैव अ डिस्कशन
1 or 2 सेंटेंसेस
ठीक है थैंक यू श्री प्रभुपाद की एंड ऑलवेज अ गुरु भक्त सो दिस लाइक